and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. Good morning, everybody. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas. But here we are now on the 27th of December, and Christmas, well, it came and it went. Seemingly in a flash, it was suddenly all over. All that preparation that we'd been doing for months ahead of time. There are some people that I know who began purchasing their Christmas gifts as early as June or July, and other people have started to play Christmas music as early as Labor Day. Throughout all of the fall, it's the countdown. Christmas is 3 months away. Christmas is 2 months away. Christmas is 1 month away, and with each realization how Christmas is coming so quickly, levels of panic start to set in because of all the things we feel we need to have done before Christmas arrives. As Christmas continues to get closer and closer, the churches have their Christmas services. The TV specials are all about Christmas. Some radio stations that play a variety of music, all of a sudden, all they play is Christmas music. And so for the last 3 weeks before Christmas, you can't get away from a lot of that music and away from the influence of Christmas. There's so much focus towards it. But then when Christmas comes, we have the day. We get up early. We open the gifts under the tree. We eat far too much at our Christmas dinner. And then many people play games or have a nap or watch TV or play with their new gifts. And then the evening comes and Christmas is over. Suddenly, all of that energy and that focus comes to an end. And what happens the next day? Well, that really depends. In Canada, we continue the old English tradition of calling the 26th of December Boxing Day. Originally, it was a day in which all of the people who had leftovers from their great fancy feasts would box up those leftovers and then take them to the church, who would disperse them to the people who were in need. Today, Boxing Day is mostly about the sales. Big stores open up as early as 6 or 7 o'clock to giant crowds waiting outside to come in and get a deal. It's kind of like Black Friday in the United States, only a little bit more civilized, I think. My son-in-law, he takes a different route on Boxing Day. That's the day in which he takes down his tree and all of his decorations. Absolutely everything related to the Christmas celebration is removed on Boxing Day. He said that's part of his tradition. I think, quite honestly, it's more of his way of bugging his mother-in-law. But he does it with a smile, and she takes it with a smile. There is another common thing that happens after Christmas. That's the post-Christmas letdown, or in many cases, the post-Christmas depression. Psychologists tell us that as many as 65% of us struggle with these post-holiday blues. It often manifests itself in excessive worry and lack of sleep, in poor communication with people around you, and a feel of hopelessness and isolation. Well, back in 2011, Matthew West wrote a song that deals with a lot of this. It's called Day After Christmas. Let me read this first verse to you, and you'll see how it fits with all we've been talking about today. Here comes the letdown, Christmas is over. Here comes the meltdown, there goes the cheer. But before we have a breakdown, let us remember, the light of the world is still here. Happy day after Christmas, and merry rest of the year. Even when Christmas is over, the light of the world is still here. The light of the world. Of course, that light of the world is Jesus Christ. He came to give us light. And what's more, he tells us in John 10:10 that he came in order that we might have life. Life in all of its fullness. That means that even at those times when we are facing a letdown or a meltdown or a breakdown, we need to remember that Christ is always there so that we might have life and have it to the full. That's the promise of God's love for us at Christmas. Some of you this morning need to know that Jesus is with you right now, right at this moment. He's there to help you continue on and be strong, to get through and to move ahead with the life and love that he has for you. If you need to reach out to him and call on his name today, he's right there for you to lift you up and give you that encouragement that you need. And if you need a little bit more encouragement this morning, I want to give you a little bit of the music from Matthew West, Day After Christmas, and I'm also going to put the link for it in your show notes. You can go there and listen to the entire song. I think you will enjoy it. Have a great day, my friends. God is with you and for you. And we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Here comes the letdown. Christmas is over. Here comes the meltdown. And there goes the cheer. But before we have a breakdown, let us remember the light of the world is still here.